Oh, snitch ass Zoom.
One of these days, I'm gonna leave the meeting.
when did they start doing that? Who took their dick out? Yeah,
Stupid.
welcome to Homeschool, the the podcast. This is the episode where the podcast where me and Andrew Rivers tell monologue jokes for a little while with a guest comedian who's famous and amazing, and then we talk about life and what's going on in comedy and the world. This week, our amazing and wonderful guest is Chase Myers. Say hi.
What's up, man? I didn't know where my moment was. I got a little nervous there for a second. What's up, man? Thanks for having me on here, man. I feel like I have turned down this podcast more than any other podcast. I'm really happy this finally happened. I feel like I could have been like one of the first ones, and you guys just refused to accept that I have a day job. And
Episode 72. Hey, how about tomorrow? No, still have the day job.
No, still can't do 1 o'clock. Still can't
Even
do.
during the pandemic, you were busy working when we were doing live streams, and you wouldn't come in for a
That's
show.
true. That's
That's true.
true.
I've been saying no for a long time to you guys. I really
Well,
have. I
episode
finally broke you down.
72. Yes,
Here
we
we
gave
are.
you maybe we should start recording later
No
in the
doesn't mean no.
afternoon.
It just
So
means chase me around for a few
just
years.
not now. Just not now. That's what that
Chase,
meant.
good word for it. Well, you're not the person to say no to doing the podcast to us the most. That's it. So you're,
Oh, good.
yeah. There's
There's still bigger fish out there. That's
five
good.
or six people that just always say no.
Yeah.
But no, that's our that they're, if they say eventually, just like you did. But here we are. We'll get them eventually. Erica Rhodes, we're talking to you. Where are you gonna be here in the
Till we
upcoming
get done with the
months?
COVID jokes, because still believe in
Uh-oh,
it. So,
First off, have podcast Buckets of Ducats. I
Mm.
usually post dates and stuff there. I'm doing it. This is how unprepared I am. Even in my, I looked at my calendar. It still didn't help that much. I know I'm doing a New Year's Eve show with Bo Johnson. So
Saw
go check out
that,
Bo, and then maybe you can figure out where I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be in
And then
Grants
tell
Pass.
Chase,
And they tell me where the venue is.
Could you give him a ride? He's probably stoned,
Yeah,
so.
probably so. I'm gonna be at Grants Pass at some point. I'm doing some stuff in Oregon. I'm doing a show in Salem with Travis Nelson. And just Buckets of Ducats. I talk about it there every week. I'm usually more, who am I
Exciting.
lying? I'm not as prepared there either, but
Shout out to Travis, your roommate, right?
yeah, man. That dude is the guy that convinced me to move to Seattle.
And when it's
He's to
12 degrees
blame.
outside, how do you feel about that
I'm
friendship?
not that happy about it right now, to be honest with you. I am terrified to go outside. My
Have
southern
you
heart
how many
just
times have you
like,
seen snow in your life?
I saw snow for the first time when I was like 25, 26 years old. So I've only seen snow for like 5 or 6 years.
Okay, wow.
I have no idea how to drive in it. I've gotten lucky every time I've had to do some like weird Idaho gig or go to Canada. I've always had somebody else drive. I've always got lucky. I can do this podcast today because I told my job I'm stranded here. There's just no possible way. There's just no way. There's no way that I can do it. I was in Louisiana for Christmas like 2 days ago at 80 degrees. 80
Oof.
degrees 2 days ago, and then I flew in here and I did Safeway on DoorDash, and I saluted that man. I waited for him. I didn't want
To
it.
play
I
a
didn't want it
bugle and you
contactless. Yeah, I wanted contact delivery. I hugged him the second I
gotta
saw him. It was, yeah, that man saved my life.
charge extra for that, probably.
It's an
I
option
might
now,
get
yeah.
charged for
Yeah.
that.
He gave you the tip. All right.
Fun. Well, glad that you got some gigs on the docket. Andrew and I are going to be going to. Oh, let's see. How does it go? What's the order? I want to get the order right. Lafayette's.
Lafayette.
Yep, that's what I said. Lafayette's.
Just
Lafayette.
testing you.
You
Correct.
don't gotta try so hard. It's just
Laugh.
it's
Laugh.
Lafayette. Yeah.
Lafayette. All
Yeah.
right.
Lafayette.
Biloxi. Papa.
Yeah. When you're
Immobile.
looking for like fancy pronunciation, the South is not up there. Like,
It's more
no, we
straightforward
spell
than
it
you
how
think.
it sounds down
Yeah.
here.
Well, we're going to Mobile, Alabama, in on the 20th, and The 19th is Biloxi, Mississippi, and the 18th is Lafayette, Louisiana. Louisiana. Say it.
Louisiana.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, okay. It's not. It's like, dude. Every time I watch like LSU or the Saints or whatever, the announcers always have to go like out of the way to be like down in Nollins, or they call us like
on the bayou.
Yeah. It's like, dude. It's not. First off, never say Nollins. I hate that. That's like. I hate that people just assume like they'll start like y'all say Nollins, right? Like
Nollins,
that's
the, right?
Yeah. So we just start off disagreeing.
Well, sorry to be Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
He's got a southern accent now. He he showed up at the PMAC at the Pete Maravich Center and laid it thick, dude. He was like, me and my family are just so excited to be here in the great city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm like, dude,
Baton Rouge.
Yeah, aren't you from Michigan or some shit?
Pete Maravich Center. That's the PMAC. That's that. PMAC. Oh, my dad. That's my dad's maybe favorite basketball player ever. It's quite possible. Love that guy.
Pistol Pete.
Who's
that? What? Why did he have that nickname? Was he violent man?
Shooter.
Pistol. Yeah, he shot like 40 times a game. Oh, it's a more innocent time.
Steph Curry.
Now that's pretty normal. Actually.
Shot black people. hey, let's go ahead and start the jokes.
Doing this backwards here.
First, a 3-second pause because I do not know how to edit things.
Welcome to Homeschool Episode 72 with Cora Michaelis. I'm Ed Rivers. We've been having such a great time. It took forever. It's a white Christmas in Seattle, but not because of my jizz. The snow is like my dick, soft and mushy after 5 minutes.
Well, it's pretty wildly unseasonal weather in Seattle, and it's keeping us all at home. Who knew the solution to the pandemic would be climate change?
Wildly unseasonable. I don't know. It's December. It feels like it's kind of normal for it to snow.
Wow, this is like an Arctic blast, you know? Seattle snow is usually like my erection. White, doesn't stay around long enough for people to play with it, and fewer inches than the weatherman claimed.
The weatherman. You're giving it to the weatherman. Wow.
Yeah.
I think the good news is we're recycling these jokes from last year, so we're going to save the planet with it.
That way. Okay, good. Well, we have to do something because we aren't taking a break this week like all those other podcasts who need to spend time with their family. We prefer to bring you guys the jokes and avoid our parents.
Mm-hmm. And if you're Corey, avoid your children. Boy. In honor of the brave veterans who died during the war on Christmas, there will be a moment of silence after most of these jokes during tonight's episode. Thank you, Chase, for that. We appreciate it.
Off to a good start.
Good start.
Christmas. Just another war that Joe Biden lost. But moment of silence, that's pretty much the same as every episode, isn't it?
it's pretty much the same. Here's my trick. Every time I bomb, I pretend it's a moment of silence. And then I say, give it up for the troops, and people start clapping again. So, you know, that's just how America works. You charge people double and pretend you did more.
All right. Well, every time America bombs, people yell, give it up for the troops, and then everybody cheers. So. fake charity. I get it. Like those buy our bottled water and we'll rebuild the rainforest scams. Anybody checking on those rainforests? Have I just been paying $4 for nothing? What's going on?
I think so. Speaking of laundering money here, I got to wash my balls. I just spent a weekend in Palm Springs, the Yakima of California.
Oof, a little bit moist down there. The holidays, the family. It's best time to spend time with your family if they have money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, your brother bought a second house down there? What's going on?
Well, he co-bought it. It's this new thing where you buy 1/8 of a house and then you get to spend 45 days a year. They call it a Picasso.
Wow. Well, bonus. You can now tell people at parties you own a Picasso. Why a Picasso?
Why a Picasso?
Yeah.
It's like a second home, you know? It's like you're not going to spend all of if you buy a vacation home and you have to Airbnb it and you have to do all this stuff, this way you just buy 1/8 of it and you pick 45 days a year.
I mean, that's all great, but why a Picasso?
What do you mean?
Why is it called a Picasso?
That's just what they. That's what the company name. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. Well, I've been telling people I had a girlfriend in Canada since high school. So you
okay,
know.
You know, you can't really explain it.
lying just runs in the family. I don't know. I don't know what Taco Bell is paying to direct commercials these days, but it's way too much. You know, I have a $10,000 car. I consider myself successful, but my brother just bought a $10,000 cat.
Oof, well, don't come inside either one of those. He ordered pussy from Russia.
It is going to be expensive to clean.
Wow. Is it his meow order bride? Oh, boy. But.
Oh, wow, you laugh at that one.
Got it. Well, I goaded him into it. But you got to give your brother some.
I got notes. I don't know when's the time to jump.
No,
in.
Jump
anytime. Yeah,
here's the
please.
Thing.
Now.
It's awkward to interrupt a monologue. I feel like there's a whole thing going. So you guys are jumping straight to it. So first of all, at the gate, y'all were like dicks. I was like, okay, I know what I'm gonna do to participate. I'm gonna count the dicks. And then y'all didn't do dick jokes for like a very long time. And then I was just weird here waiting for dicks, which is not, yeah. But you got up to like five at one point and then I kept going. Solid stuff. It feels like you're not supposed to like interrupt Carson. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, it's very loose. It's very
like tag
you
or
come in.
Or,
if you got if you disagree with something, if you, tell us we suck.
It's also just a faster pace than like, I move.
That's true.
You guys have seen me on stage.
That's true. Maybe we should speak slower and then you'll get the jokes and then you'll laugh. You know,
could I request that? That may actually, if you don't
mind. You know, wrecking around these parts,
we
call it a Picasso. It's a meow order bride.
Now that's storytelling. That's
all right. I still want to know this. I'm going to look up this Picasso thing. But you got here. Your brother, he's working hard. You got to give him some respect. Directing Taco Bell commercials is probably hard, right? Just like cut. There's dog shit everywhere. And that's just the meat and the tacos. some intern's like, the dog's actually CGI. That was the actor. He's been eating Taco Bell the last 4 hours.
He's a method actor.
Yeah, he's on meth in order to eat that many tacos.
Method man actor.
It's a long way for a Taco Bell poop joke, but.
Well, when it stops happening, we'll stop telling jokes, so.
Yeah, Taco Bell poop, that is like, that's as evergreen as it gets. Like, I can remember going to like a church camp when I was at, my parents would just send me to like a field for like a week to learn about Jesus. And I can remember, you know, we get like.
How did that work out for you?
Well, here I am. I mean, there's no better testimony than what's in front of you currently. So. But I could remember being like 12 or something. They give you your like Jesus itinerary for the day or whatever, like how you're gonna spend your day with the Lord. But I remember there was something about eating breakfast, and he had like some little story in there about like we needed to write about bravery or something like that. And he was like, you know, like eating Taco Bell and being on a road trip. Like he made like a diarrhea Taco Bell. This is 20 years ago. I was like, I have to start doing comedy now to fix what this man has done.
Taco Bell jokes are as evergreen as my poop when I eat Taco Bell. All right.
all right. Come on.
Stop happening. Tell the joke. Yeah, evergreen. Well, listen, pussy from Russia.
It's more like Ever Brown. can you even call it a color when it's liquidy and clear? But listen. speaking of pussy from Russia, how was your Christmas, Corey, with Anastasia? Does your whole family get together in one trailer, or do you go somewhere fancy like Yakima?
All right. Well, I have a double wide. That's what I call Anastasia. But we had a rough start to Christmas. If you're not following me on Facebook or Instagram, I get it. But disagree, but whatever.
We all have differences, and you know, your body, your choice. But
I may have gotten on Santa's naughty list.
Oh, yeah. Did you see this, Chase? Do you know what he's talking about yet?
Is this the pictures? Is this the pictures?
Yeah,
you said
Hey, Corey, is that a lump of coal in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
All right.
Yeah, what did you do to that? So I'm a good guest. So I listened to the last episode to get
it.
I'm at least up to date on that.
Wow.
So
yeah, that's where that one listener came from.
So I got you. All right, I got you. That's
it. Literally said zero listeners last week. So yeah, he's lying.
Right before I got on here.
Okay.
And I will listen. I will listen to my episode.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then best of luck to you after that. I know you ruined this man. You went against what Christmas is to him, right? Like, this is against his morals, what you were doing.
Drag dressing. Well, I didn't have a lump of coal in my pocket. A lump of coal is in more demand than my erection right now, by the way.
And it's more expensive.
And easier to find than my erection. But he didn't have an answer because he knew his answer was just going to be shitty. You know, like the photographer/owner was like, so what's the problem, dude? What's the issue? And he's like, well...
So let's just catch the listeners up, right?
You're not
going to
publish these, right? Well, yeah, I guess
you took a photo next to Santa while you were wearing a dress,
mm-hmm.
and that made Santa uncomfortable?
It did. He was not happy about it, was one comment. He has a reputation to uphold, which was fun. That reputation he has of having little kids sit on his lap. That's the one he wants to...
Yeah.
I don't know. He just wasn't. He thought it was directly offensive to him, I guess. I don't know. It's not like someone's going to be like, can you believe George let this happen?
I hold it against him. Somebody should have stopped you. This is what you did to Christmas, Corey. I can never forgive you. I have a buddy in Louisiana, Corey Mack. And he's like just I don't have enough time to explain what he is, but he got this gig as to dress as the Grinch, right? And he just I guess he just doesn't understand that that's like a child, like he thinks of the Grinch as like bad Santa a little bit.
Okay.
And so like he got this gig as the Grinch at some like seafood restaurant where everybody you get some etouffee, and then you let Corey Mack talk shit to you. He was calling these little kids garbage and telling them they weren't getting presents. And he put up this video where he was like,
"There's a guy on
kids,
TikTok.
I don't care.
Fuck
your popular kids. Fuck your kids." And,
really?
Yeah. And he did not have a good Christmas because of that. Because everybody.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, everybody came at
piled
him,
on.
Well,
this Santa, his issue, I think, was he seemed like a little bit more of a conservative fella. You know, he was wearing a red hat.
that gives it away.
But I was just dressing up like Regina
Make
George.
Santa great again. Yeah.
I just dressed up like Regina George from Mean Girls for fun, just to get extra clicks on shit. It was, it was just
Oh,
fun.
That was like a real, that wasn't Photoshopped? Shit. Shave that goatee, give me a couple beers, we'll turn this podcast into an OnlyFans, baby.
Yeah, I like to dress up like a slut on holidays. What can I say?
Yeah, well, your best
not
chance
just for
was
Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween was yeah. 2 months ago. What did you, what did you do then?
All holidays are slutty. They're all slutty.
That's right.
Make holidays slutty again. Yeah, okay.
Arbor Day, fucking slut.
Fucking don't get me started on Tree Day or whatever, you know.
Hard see as... me on the that turkey's neck. Tell this Halloween shit to the guy who dresses up as Santa Claus. Like, I mean, I don't know. He's down every shaft in town. But I get he was uncomfortable with me in a dress next to him and prefers the little boys on the lap, that whole thing. It's not what he signed up for, you know. I wanted children and gay men in tights. That was my, I don't know.
Well, that sounds hot. I'll be sure to unmute you on Instagram and check that out.
Okay.
What are the results of this photo shoot? Did they get more business? Did they apologize? Did they send a subpoena? Like, what happened?
Oh, canceled. Santa actually probably gave my girlfriend COVID. Is what really happened?
Oh, shit. Well, she must have been really naughty.
Wow, she was. But Santa, I don't know. Maybe Santa hacked into my iCloud or something. I don't know. It sent him through the Dropbox.
He was flying through the clouds. You know, maybe he just saw something while he was up there.
Oh, that's fun. I don't know. Well, she's sick. She got the COVID, and it was a whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. Good thing you didn't do any shows these weeks. That at-risk joke would be a lot less funny all of a sudden.
Oh, that's right.
She's okay though, right? She's all right.
Fine. I've been tending to her every need while wearing my sexy nurse outfit. So. That was what I was for Halloween. Plus, I got to sneak ivermectin pills into her food, just crushing them up in her applesauce. So, alongside her birth control, we're good.
And apples. What do you feed horses?
exactly.
Well, shoot, a sexy nurse outfit. Now I know what you can wear for your Santa photo shoot next year.
Ooh, he'll love that. But I think people are saying that you and I should do Dick in a Box, and
oh,
that
like
you
that.
Can be the box.
I don't like that. Well,
picture it. How does it work?
Yeah, still don't want to do it.
Doesn't work.
Get some lube, but
we're up to about
listen.
20 dick jokes, I think. By the way,
yeah, you stop counting, you lost track. You gotta
we caught back
start
up.
The podcast over. Listen, speaking of a demented old man with gray hair, Joe Biden is in the news lately.
No, oh, yeah, he's still alive.
Talk about him.
That's cool. He's still alive. That's fun. Haven't heard from him in a while. They should call him Hibernation Joe.
He's hiding for the winter. Pretty soon it's going to be the long sleep, Joe. But he's going to die, folks.
He's really old.
He's very old. He's not long for this world. But boy, if that's what 79 looks like, I'm jumping off a cliff at 70.
Wow, don't be ridiculous. He's rich and in power. He's just weighed down by the guilt of his war crimes. Yeah. You've had an easy life, so you'll probably live forever like most people who contribute nothing to society, you know?
That's why I never wear my seatbelt. Gonna live longer. Biden, so you got trolled on a phone call. Do you pay attention to this stuff? How bad are the White House phone screeners? Trump got pranked by a radio DJ. Biden got told to fuck off on TV. Our presidents are so old they pick up when the phone says scam likely.
Well, but that could also be someone from Congress. So some guy said, let's go Brandon on a phone call with Biden, and then Biden repeated it back. It's code for fuck Joe Biden, obviously. In his defense, though, he was talking to Jill. He's like, hey, FLOTUS, would it kill you to fuck Joe Biden?
I was at the Saints game for Thanksgiving. And
did the stadium start chanting "Let's go, Brandon"?
They started chanting like around me, just me, just sitting there. It's just and "Let's go, Brandon." My brother
like, joined in.
Yeah, my brother means it. Like, and I'm just like, this is the worst Thanksgiving. Like, just yeah. So
what is
angry.
What does Al Michaels say when that's going on? You know, boy. They're really rooting for Brandon Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks. There you go.
He used to play for the Saints a couple years ago. That would work.
Yeah, that's I was true. Trying to think of somebody named Brandon on a football team anywhere, so that was as close as I got. But
you did well.
Thanks. Ayuk and Cooks. There's
Ayuk
two,
was
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't kill you to fuck Joe Biden. It might kill Joe Biden to fuck him, but his heart's going to give out. Oh, boy. He's going to die soon. Joe should have lost his temper and called him a fucking loser. That's what Trump would have done. I miss Trump a little bit. Not like as president, but, you know, he's not on TV. It's kind of boring. It's not exciting.
Yeah, he fell off just like his homie Kanye, right? I met the old Trump, you know. The new Trump is pushing vaccine benefits and, he's boring. The old Trump told me to drink bleach. Like, you knew it was bad, but you still kind of liked it. Like choking during sex. We might all die, but this is, like, really fun.
Well, good news if you need choking to get hard, but our data ain't a loser. with the soft hands like Chase, Pfizer is introducing a new pill. It just got FDA approved.
Shit, those boner pills weren't already FDA approved.
Oh, not the ones you take from the gas station. This is actually a pill for COVID. You ever take gas station boner pills, Chase?
No, I've been tempted quite a few times. I look at them. I look at them for a while, and the dude's like, "Do you need anything else?" And I almost say it, and I go, "No, I'm good." Every time, but yeah, I just need somebody to go, "Do you want that dick pill?" Just so I could just quickly say, "Yeah," and I'll probably check it out.
Horny goat weed from what's it called? What's that? The super supplements. I think. Goat weed. Or CJ Alexander, he's alive. He liked one of my tweets. I was like, this guy's alive?
Wow. Yeah.
I screenshotted. Heard
any, he probably went to jail for 7 years and never came back.
Well, he was for the listeners and Chase and the FBI, he was smuggling in dick pills from never mind. Forget I said anything. I don't know what I'm talking about. All right. Just kidding. He wasn't doing anything.
Well, we both know a guy who can provide you drugs at any moment if you
need
it.
That's true. Billy Anderson. Just kidding.
I like what you did there.
See what I did there?
That's really
love
good
you, Billy.
There.
He doesn't listen, but I love
that's
him.
Good.
All right.
Never been on the podcast. Fuck you, Billy.
Well, speaking of just a tip, remember, during the holidays, this is Chase, Andrew, if you go to a restaurant or a bar, those people have to work and get to avoid their families. So fucking tip accordingly.
So like not a lot? Okay. Well, my approach to tipping during the holiday season is to give just enough to get that confirmation email from my credit card company. Like, oh, yes, I'm a really good person. Thank you for making me feel superior twice.
I did mean to tip that much. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes,
it yes, is. That was on purpose.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I did mean to give $4 on a $2 bill. Yes. 200% tip. Yes, I'm really good. Anyway, do you ever get the Andrew said he never gets those. I don't know if he has a shitty credit card company or
they just don't care if I get ripped off. They're like, whatever, you know.
I should care. Well, hey, that's the jokes, folks. And
never make it.
Chase Myers. No, don't call him Mayers.
That's right.
From Lafayette.
Baton
Lafayette.
Rouge.
Baton Rouge. Well, good to have you. We already BS'd a little bit, but now we BS some more. We're going down south.
Yeah, we're trying to do that same run that that you did with me last time.
Nice.
If you want to block the dates off, I don't know if we'll sell any tickets this time, but unofficial invitation to come lose money and perform comedy in your hometown with us.
When are the dates? When are y'all going?
18, 19, 20 of February.
18th, okay, cool.
19th, 20th of February.
I mean, so I know you're super good about, writing stuff on your calendar and marking everything down.
Hey,
so
man, thanks. Look,
we'll ask you a week before and check in.
It always works out. All right. That's I've got a good reputation. Are y'all doing with in Lafayette? Are y'all doing that with Jason Leonard?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. That's a buddy of mine, man. We started together. He was like an adult, like there was no comedy in Lafayette like 6-7 years ago, and then just like five like dumbass friends, like one owned a bar, were like, we're just gonna start comedy, and they just start open mics everywhere, and it was just those five in Lafayette, and everybody got sick of them quick. But Jason Leonard was like this adult that came in and used to book bands and was like,
right,
why don't
everybody.
Y'all give me this? Yeah, and he like basically just slowly kind of just took it all over, and none of those people really do comedy anymore. And he's done a lot of good stuff, man. He's like one of the few people like bringing in, big names like Andrew
and
Rivers and Corey Michaelis.
So we're doing the worst.
I wasn't
going to
take that shot at you.
That's okay.
Is that, he said it's like an outdoor venue, and he was like, don't worry, it never rains. Which is one of the problems we ran into last time.
Yeah, it rained on us in Alabama.
Yeah.
It's gonna rain. I don't know why. That's like, it rains like as much in Louisiana as it does here, I feel
right.
Like it's a different type of, like, it's
dumps.
Like, Yeah, it dumps. Here, it's like, this is a joke I'm trying not to make. It's passive aggressive here. I don't feel good about making that joke. That's the easy joke there.
I like
it. All right.
We're all about easy jokes. Did you see the last 10 minutes?
Can we actually go back and edit this into the monologue? I have a submission.
Too late. Corey doesn't know how to edit. So
that's right. All right. I'm going to count to three, and then I'm going to do the bit, and we can,
Hey, Corey, tell a joke real quick so we can have a three-second moment of silence.
Okay. Okay. Fun.
So when we were out in
– situation. My bad. Okay. Go ahead, Andrew.
I was asking you, but I was trying to get it on track, but we were both thinking the same thing.
So it's like a tent.
It's a tent situation.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I can
you
deal
shouldn't
with
be
that.
Too. Even if it rains, there is like some coverage. Okay. You know, even though you're outside, so it's not like completely like in Alabama, we were kind of like out there, like there wasn't.
Yeah, it was
much...
like a porch, and he was like the day of, he was like, I got a tarp. Don't worry about it. And then like, well, like. In the middle, like 3 p.m., he was like checking his weather app, and he was like, "I don't know, you know." And
the tarp
wasn't big enough, and it had like holes in it, and it was fucked. And like, luckily, it was like probably 2 hours before the show, you know, like it was like right before he opened seating, and so we got there. I think we were like wiping down chairs and shit when we got there. So, it was a fun time. And then the Biloxi show, we're doing a different venue in Mobile.
Okay.
Alabama Music Box. It's a little, I ran into this guy opening for Steve, and he owns two little 100-seater music clubs and stuff, and is trying to do comedy.
Perfect. Yeah.
And then the Biloxi show was great. That place closed down, though, so we're doing something Ocean Springs, which is right around the corner there, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Ocean Springs.
And they loved you, so you were hard to follow, home field advantage.
Yeah, that one was really in my backyard. Mississippi is, that's kind of our people. Like, Louisiana kind of, we put our arm around Mississippi. We're like, they're laughing at everything. So it's, you know.
Education.
Forget about it. Every time a hurricane hits, it fucks Mississippi up equally as bad. You never
no one talks
hear
about
it.
Yeah, that's
no
funny.
No one ever talks about it. But it's the same thing. So, I understood Mississippi, which I don't know if that's like a great thing, but look,
I felt good about my set, but I just, you know, I remember after the show, there was some guy who wanted us on his podcast, and we would go record a podcast, and he kept trying to get me drunk, and I was like, I don't really drink like that. And then I wasn't cool enough for him, so he kept being like, hey, where's your funny friend? And I'd be like, oh, he's over at the bar still, you know? And he'd be like, well, I was just saying that because I thought he was funnier than you. I know you're trying to insult me, but I agree with you. He was very funny.
Right there. Yeah,
he's very funny,
Go get a drink with him.
His feelings are hurt. Why do you think I brought him to the show? Like, yeah.
No, that was a good, like, whenever people are, like, finishing my some college joke, like, before I know, like, oh, this is, I'm just, I'm about to just tee off for me.
Sold way more t-shirts than I did. You got to headline that show next time. But, and then Pensacola, we performed between pool tables and in some bar.
That was a real funny thing. They were like, that they had the pool tables basically in the way. Yeah. They're just in the way. We need to move the pool tables if we want this to look great. And the owner dude was like kind of being like, we maybe could move it, maybe not. And finally, I just said, like, dude, yes or no? And you're like, no. Okay, all right, cool. Let's fucking put chairs around it. Let's go. Like, what are we like? Like, he was literally like, if we move it back, they'll never be even again. Mm. There's no possible way.
I'm sure all the professional pool players at your shitty bar in Florida are really going to be.
Also, we're going to let them keep playing while you do.
That's how I came up doing comedy. Nobody paid attention to me for like 3 years. They were all watching football or playing pool. Like,
what's the Tommy Jennigan joke?
It's the best way to watch Chase do comedy.
Do you play pool? I've had sex on a pool table. I don't think you answered my question.
Do you put two quarters on her? I got next.
Yeah, that's his joke. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Tommy Jonigan, he's very good.
What do you got tips for Corey here? First timer, probably down there.
It is. Yeah. Well,
food wise,
before you give me tips, I got to tell you this.
Culture wise,
I did a show.
Oh.
at HBC, historically black college, and
I'm gonna say HBC. Okay, all right.
Historically black college, yeah.
HBCU.
And
yeah,
HBCU or
thought
university.
There was a U at the end of it, but
this one was Alcorn State. I think you say mm-hmm. Alcorn, don't say Alcorn, yeah. Which is in that's in Alabama, right? Yeah. Anyway, guy came to our
Chase didn't go to college. I don't know why
hey,
you're
come
asking
on,
him
buddy,
these questions.
Come on,
come on man.
I know Steve McNair went there.
Yep. Air McNair.
Yeah.
So the guy came. So it's so interesting. A white guy came and spoke at our high school here in Everett. Did great. Was fun. Was intriguing and engaging. Said he is the diversity coordinator at Alcorn State. Diversity coordinator at Alcorn State's white because, you know, this is 96% black folks at the college.
Yeah.
And his responsibility is to get more diversity at the historically black college and university. And he
came to speak at your while you were still in school or?
I was a comedian. So,
oh, okay.
You know, but I was teaching. And I just was like, dude, you're so good at this. Like, you're a great public speaker. I'm intrigued by this whole thing. And he goes, you're going to come speak. You want to come perform at our diversity week? And I was like, I mean, yeah.
Bald white guy. All right.
Yeah.
Getting a little crazy. But
are you sure? You haven't seen me do comedy? He's like, yeah, I watched a couple things. It'll be fine. And I was like, all right. And it's just so interesting because, like, but you tell people, hey, I'm going to perform at a historically black college, and and they're, oh, wow, it's like 96% black people, and they're like, oh, wow, very diverse. And you're like, well, that's funny
no,
that you think that black means diverse, but it's really, anyway, yeah, so fun.
Right. There's Southern University is in Baton Rouge. You have LSU, okay. And Southern is a historically black college. And they do like a scholarship for like white people. Like they do like a minority scholarship.
Yeah.
Like I know a guy that like got a minority scholarship to go to Southern. Yeah.
So so it was not like a show. It was like a luncheon. And I had to fly in like overnight, stay. It was a whole thing because I couldn't miss school because I didn't have enough. Like you can't use sick days. You have to use personal days. We only get 3 years a teacher. It's very hard being a teacher. We only get 3 days off a year. Plus 2 weeks, plus another 2 weeks, plus a week in the spring, plus 3 months in the summer. But
how do you live like that?
And, on macaroni and ramen? Yeah.
So we get paid the right amount for the amount of days we work.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, happen to only work 180 days a year. But so I'm so tired. I'm like sleeping like in a room on a couch, changed into really nice clothes. Did the luncheon, and the way they did the luncheon was like all different types of entertainment. So it was a poet, a singer, and they were all like an Asian kid and a couple black kids and a white guy and a few other. And it was a lot of like, it went fine, but there was definitely a few like older black women who were like, you keep this up, honey. You know, like,
bless your heart.
Bless your heart. Yeah. Yes. A lot of bless your heart. And then I go, all right, so then do I just, like, crash in one of the dorms? Or like, and he's like, I don't have a place for you to stay. And I was like, oh, shit.
I'm in Alabama. What are you talking about? You got a place for me to stay.
And so this really
cool kid.
You
thought I just had a place in Alabama?
I know, yeah. This really cool kid drove me downtown. We had barbecue. And then at the time, my brother's wife's family lived down there, and they came and picked me up and let me stay at their place, and it was a whole thing. But it was quite an experience. So I've been before. I know the drill. But
yeah. Same thing.
Yeah,
I've seen the airport and a Marriott and
So
but give me
Jason,
some yeah.
Jason will be able to point you like in directions of like what restaurant. I'm just gonna name off dishes you guys need. You definitely need to do either some seafood gumbo or some chicken and sausage gumbo.
Okay.
You need to do shrimp po' boy is out there. You need to do some boudin. You need to do crawfish etouffee is another thing. Any of these, that's where you want to be. You want to be in that world, which won't be hard. Literally go to a gas station and there'll be somebody making the best food you've ever had.
I've heard of these. Crazy. Yeah. And have you met or worked with Mark Norman? Do you guys connect on
like
this
long,
stuff,
long time ago? Like, okay. Meant more to me. Like, I was just one of 12 dudes in front of him that gotcha. Night in New Orleans. But gotcha. I told everybody I opened for him for years. Like, that's But sure. No, there's a 0% chance he like knows who I am.
Gotcha. Because he likes to talk whenever he goes down there. I've heard these dishes out of his mouth on his podcast, so
yes,
because me, he and I are friends. I listen to his podcast, and
I opened for him.
All right, I like that. The dishes, I'm into that. Very exciting. That's
now,
a part of the world I haven't
people
really.
People eat like gators and stuff too down there. Is that an option
for
us? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like that's one of those things. I never like. That's not like a common thing, but people definitely do eat it. Like it is available at some restaurants and stuff like that. But I've maybe only ate like twice in my life or something.
Okay.
And even for us, it's like, you know, kind of a weird thing. Like, you know. It's not like my grandma didn't make gator every, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like that.
I thought your mom was the mom from Waterboy. I didn't know.
That's it's all like, of our moms. We all have the same mom.
It's like us going to Space Needle or whatever. Like, people are like, oh, the space. And you're like, oh, I've never.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I don't know. I've been once when I was in high school, but it's fine. I don't know.
Yeah, there's so many weird things, like the you know, like obviously like the Mardi Gras thing, like realizing that like, oh, the rest of the country doesn't just have a month where everybody just parties and it's like
shows
and
its hits.
Like, dude, when we're in kindergarten, we're like having Mardi Gras parades and stuff. Like, you would like we would build floats and stuff. Like, they were training us. And like that was like a common thing. As just kids, I just thought this is what. Oh, everybody, every state didn't just take off for this month. And
I mean, we
leave
pretended like
in the streets. Nobody.
We pretended like the settlers were all sweet and nice and treated the natives well when we were in elementary school. So I guess it's all, you know, it's all.
That's true. Yeah.
Now,
no, we
on the subject of Mardi Gras, this is something that you're very passionate about. Mardi Gras. Claims to be invented by Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah,
right?
They're lying asses. So the truth is they did have the first, but it's not the same thing. They should be ashamed. Honestly, they should change.
So if you go to Mardi Gras in Mobile, is that
it's like a street and there's four floats and it's you get to watch a high school dance team do a thing and they throw and they
I
just
hope they
sit
keep
there
their shirts
more.
On
and they just walk around the corner and you go, you know that we invented Mardi Gras, do you know that the first Mardi Gras happens here? And they just do that over and over again while everybody comes to ours where you can actually have fun.
Also, Andrew, it's Mobile.
But no, it is a thing I was ready to fight about when I went down there. It's just part of it. I don't go look
so
at
they,
the trouble.
So the things they do,
I will disrespect.
Yeah, you talked about New Orleans will grease the light poles so people don't climb on them.
Yeah, I fucking forgot. Yeah, that's the truth. Because people fucking climb poles when they get drunk and shit. So they know that's gonna happen. So they put grease on the poles so drunk people will just fall down them when they try to climb them.
And Mobile doesn't have to.
That's not even a thought. That doesn't even cross their mind as something they have.
They have
to
little
for.
Handlebars on the light poles to help you climb.
Come on, guys,
there.
Party more. Yeah. Our date that we're like 2 weeks away, like a week. We're going there a week and a half away from
Mardi Gras. Yeah,
Tuesday.
Y'all right around the time.
Yeah. Does that mean it'll be a little bit of partying beforehand?
You'll probably be able to get a king cake.
You'll
be able to get a king cake, which is a cake specifically made during Mardi Gras. Here's the tradition, right? So it's just like a sugary cake, basically. Usually it's like purple and green. That's Mardi Gras colors. The big gimmick of it is they bake like a baby. Okay, Corey at least seems like he understands what I'm saying. So it's like a little plastic baby.
I'm
right?
Googling it right now. And
And that we put it in the cake, and whoever's piece has the baby in it, has to buy the next king cake, right? And these king cakes are only available for like a little bit before Mardi Gras and after. And it's just a sugary good cake. And that's the weird tradition that I didn't know everybody else didn't do when I grew up, because I just always grew up, was around February, March, time for king cakes, time to, oh, you got the baby, you dumb shit, you got to get the next king cake. You know, it was just a thing. And yeah, but try explaining to people that we eat babies. Like,
they would be that surprised. They would be like, that sounds right. Yeah. The South, right? Right.
If I got the baby, I like fucking wouldn't tell me. I'd just eat that baby, and then everyone would be like.
You guys know about the Rougarou? Is that anything to you guys? So that is a swamp creature. It's like a wolf vampire type thing that it's like myth. And basically it's just what our parents use just to clean our rooms. Is you better clean that room or the Rougarou is going to come get you and shit like that. And also just if your cousin disappears in the woods, the Rougarou got him. Just the Rougarou. Take all that with you.
Well, I love that, like, we're like, there's laughter at some of these things, but it's like boogeyman, that, you know, I mean,
we just got our own shit. We don't need
Santa Claus.
We don't need any of your shit. We got our own boogie people. It's the whole thing.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, we got witches and
glad to be prepped for all this. This is great.
They say Gold Belly will ship you nationwide delivery on king cakes. That seems like a fun.
Yeah.
You can just mail it to yourself. Like.
Yeah, get you one, man.
All right.
I'm gonna get one.
We'll get one while we're down there for sure. Well, shit. So that's, where haven't you been in the country? Let's do that for each of us. I haven't spent much time down there. I've never been to the north. Like, I've never been to like Boston for comedy, or Atlanta for comedy.
I've been to Atlanta.
Yeah, I've never been to Madison. Like, where's the places you haven't been? I'm curious.
Yeah, Northeast. That's the same. Northeast, same way. Like, I haven't been in New York. I haven't done Boston. Like, I haven't done Philly. Like, I haven't done like any of that area really.
Andrew's done like Connecticut because he's got family and all.
Yeah,
so
I did.
You've done some
New Hampshire.
Things.
I've done everything except for like Maine and like West Virginia. I would like to go visit. I would actually like to like stay in Charlotte for a couple days. You know, like a lot of these places I hit. You know, I know the Marriott, I know the fucking club, and I know where I jerked off in the alley. But I don't know the culture really. You know, that's why I was. That trip was fun because we have 3 days, even though we're in a different city, it's a 2-hour drive or whatever. And we stopped at some gator place on the way and had barbecue.
Had good barbecue. Yeah.
You get to actually experience a little bit of it. So, but with these Hofstetter tours, you know, I'm on day 17 of no sleep and having a roommate. So, But that Charlotte area seems real cool. Like, I'd like to actually like check out some of the Southeast more. You know.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. Well, I have a lot of the. I'm a, like a repeat offender at a lot of Phoenix. Like.
Yeah.
25 times and.
I mean, that's never, a bad
never
thing,
Boston, though. Never Atlanta, never. Yeah, never.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, my brother just bought that place in Palm Springs, which, if you've never been there, pretty underrated, I think, as far as, my knowledge of it.
A lot of olds.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
But just a cool, it gave me like Hawaii vibes without the 6-hour plane ride, you know? And, it was
feels like it should be more popular. Perfect weather.
Yeah.
Clean. It's got the mountains.
You got mountains.
So
you got, yeah.
Huh.
It's just, I think it's a small, there's not a lot going on, I think, because it's a lot of retired people, maybe, but.
Retarded? Come on, man.
Andrew.
Oh, retired.
Yeah. Took me a second. I was like, did I say what I actually meant? Well, that was an accident.
Yeah.
But, my parents are, this Picasso thing, you buy 1/8 of a house, and, I think my parents are trying to, my dad called me today and was like, ask me about it. And then he was like, call your mom and tell her this stuff. Cause he's trying to buy 1/8 of the house also. So now we'll own 1/4 of a house in Palm Springs. And my dad was kind of hinting like, hey, you know, I'll go visit there on my own. Maybe you could take a week for yourself. And I was like, okay, I'm listening, you know. So
I'll buy an eighth.
We got to find some.
We know some Chase will buy an eighth.
I'll buy an eighth, you know what I'm saying?
I got five on it. It's actually going to cost a lot more than that.
That's not really going to do anything. Honestly.
Yeah.
I would buy a portion of a Palm Springs house. Count me in.
Yeah, you got 200 grand to go in on $3 million
loan.
Yeah. What is that money doing sitting around in your account doing nothing?
200 times 8, is that right, you think? 200 times 8?
That's going to be my guess, yeah. 250.
I mean, that's 250
would be
yeah, 1.6 million.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, man.
Here's some more Louisiana shit. My brother wants me to buy like a camp in Grand Isle, Louisiana.
How are housing prices down there? Have you checked in with people, you know? I mean, I'm sure you know unvaccinated people or people from all kinds of, have you heard crazy conspiracies? Do you know anyone that's died? Do you know, what's going on down there this year?
Yeah, but yeah.
Do people just live life as if it was normal?
So they don't, there's like, literally, like when I say no mask, I mean like it's, like in the law you don't have to wear a mask, not like people just aren't listening, like literally there's not signs that say you have to wear a mask, there's just no mask. It was such a fucking shock to me. I went play golf and I went in the clubhouse with my mask on, and like this sounds like I'm making it, like a little kid was like, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that anymore, like it's over.
You got bullied by a toddler for wearing a mask. And, he's like, I need diapers for my ass, but I ain't gonna wear one on my face, you know. And you're like,
bro, hey.
Nice tinfoil hat, you nerd.
Just the most, like, you know, they're trying to control us, where nobody's gonna be able to have babies anymore. Fucking all we needed was hydrochloroquine and fucking Z-Pack and we'll be cool. I've heard quite a few ridiculous things from even my own family. Just upsets me so much. Man, it's a whole different
thing. So you're gonna buy a camp out there?
So there's a I was just more talking about, because you're like buying an eighth of something, this is a very similar thing, because this place, it's like good for fishing and stuff like that, but like it gets washed away every year in a hurricane. So it's like $100 a month or some shit for some land. And so me and my brother are probably gonna go in and just repair a beat up trailer every year. But there'll be some good fishing going on. That was what me and my brother threw that idea out to me. And my grandpa used to have a camp out there. So we
Is that is it the excitement of like getting to eat the thing? Is it just the alone time with your friend? Is it just peaceful?
I think it's a little bit of all of that. I think because like I'm not a big hunting guy. I do fish, but I'm not like huge into it or anything. Like, but that does seem to be like the thing. Like, because I know people that go hunting that will just not see anything ever, but just it's kind of their way of meditating without being called gay. They can just be in a tree and no one has to know. No one has
just
to know.
Just me, my deer piss. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They could just be in a tree and take deep breaths, and they trick themselves into, it's relaxing. Yeah. You meditated. You just don't.
I'm not gay.
The fishing thing is definitely like, you know, just being in nature and stuff like that. And, I guess there's a little bit to it of, fried catfish is delicious, which is also something you guys should look into.
Now, catfish, don't you have to like stick your hand in a tree stump underwater?
That's what the media wants you to see. They want you to see the dude in overalls just sticking his bare hand down there. And
I see, because I've always just swiped right on Tinder and got a catfish that way. But
That's the traditional way. you can like, so they're bottom feeders or whatever. So you can, it's like a good like.
So was the girl on Tinder.
And so
dated Andrew.
It's a good like if you want to like Otis Redding sit on the dock of the bay type like it. That's what
sitting
that fish is.
No, my cock, cause I'm gay.
You just sit there.
Not gay.
Bottom feeder.
And so that's huh. But I like that part of fishing, but I was never like big on you know, like gotta go every weekend and stuff like that. But
now do you only fish for like, do you ever like go to, you're like close to Florida and stuff, do you travel out there and go for like marlin
only,
or do
fish
you just,
that's their porn website down there.
Only fins.
No, I never like did shit like that. I mean, I have family members and stuff that would, but like usually like there's enough like you know, Gulf of Mexico's right there. Like there's enough like fishing all like around Louisiana that you kind of don't have to, you know, Mississippi River runs right through the fucking middle of the state. There's we're under sea. There's a reason why we flood so much.
Yeah,
is we're under sea level. So
now,
it's nothing but water.
Does George Bush
the
care
Mississippi
about black
River
people?
Say something, it's the Louisiana River.
I mean, come on. Not to educate you on your own.
All right. I taught history in American public schools, so I think I know. What were you asking, Amanda?
Oh, does George Bush care about black people?
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. It's proven based on the parts of the state they rebuilt.
Topics while we have you.
No, Kanye was right on that one. You can give that one to Kanye. That one's okay. Kanye and Wayne were both right.
Kanye won, everyone else a million, but you got one,
squirrel.
Kanye.
Yeah,
not bad.
But you can't take that from me. All right. Mike Myers should have fucking manned up and got by his side instead of acting all scared next to him.
Well, this has been it's been wonderful. Yeah, very interesting, enlightening. I just found I found a house for us to all join in on. It's,
oh, okay. Let's see how much this is.
$285 each, and not bad. Lowest price
one. Not bad. This is not
lowest
the type of place
one.
Me and my brother are getting. That is.
This is the lowest price one on the Picasso. I didn't realize it was like a Picasso was the name of the website. I thought it was the name of the type of. Maybe it's also the name of the type of thing that you do. Still don't get why it's called.
Yeah, this
Picasso.
Really nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Five bedrooms, bunch of bathrooms. All right.
Five bedrooms.
Let's get me and you, Andrew. We're going to be one. We're going to be 1/16 each.
Okay. I'll just
1/32nd.
What's half of 280? 140? I mean, you know.
It's an $85,000 down payment. That's the issue. I don't know if I can do that. But anyway, this is I love all this. This is great. And we'll re-listen to the portion of this episode. You'll listen to the whole thing. That's nice of you. We'll listen to the food portion when it comes time to go
perfect.
To that area. The
is there anything
woods.
We should avoid? You know, any
ooh,
any
no.
Pitfalls?
No.
Any?
No, you need to fall. You need to get all those experiences. You need to ask somebody how their day was and hang out.
What should I wear when I'm climbing a light pole? Like, what's the best glove, utensil?
Nah, you already messed up. You don't think that far ahead, dude. It's NFL. Like a feeling. You just know.
You know.
You see it, I'm getting up that fucking pole. And whatever you got on, it's fucking game time. It doesn't matter.
Just like a stripper. Have the same attitude as a stripper. I am getting up that pole. It is game time. How do people follow you on the internet?
At Chase Myers on Instagram, at Chase_Myers on Twitter. Buckets of Duckets is my podcast, comes out every week. I talk to my best friend Josh Watts. He's a comedian I started with in Louisiana, and we just miss each other and talk about what we got going on and shows and stuff. It's basically this show without any written monologue joke. It's every comedian podcast ever. But come check that out. Ringing endorsement. Buckets of Duckets.
Well,
I
am honored to
I've
be
never
a guest.
Said
I will
no.
Come on sometime.
I've never said no to it.
Because
I've never been invited.
That's how selfish me and Josh are. It's 70 episodes. We've done also, it's like similar amount of episodes. It's just me and Josh. We don't care about, we haven't had another guest. We just talk to each other. And yeah, but I mean, if we do start doing guests, I'll make sure that
I'll make sure to listen and I'll play it on 3x speed so I can hear it like a normal person would talk. But
Perfect.
All right. Andrew J. Rivers on all the things. I'm Corey Michaelis, comedy on all the things. This is Homeschool Podcast on all the things. With a K in homeschool.
And Chase Mayers, M-A-Y-E-E-R-S.
Lots of E's there.
Yeah, I just stuttered.
Yeah, that's I'm just going to argue with people forever, really. I mean, there's a simple way of me just spelling my last name the two other ways that are acceptable. Mm-hmm. But my grandmother won't let me do that. So it's a silent A. You're just gonna have to deal with it. I know it's Mayers. I'd like you to say Myers. That's what I'd like you to do.
Chase Myers. Hey, yeah. Hey, Jace. Our kicker is the other way.
And yeah,
he was pretty cool to this. He sucked, but he was pretty cool about it. I saw the tweet. Anyway. It doesn't make me feel that much better. He's cool about
a cool guy. Had good energy.
What a cool guy that missed a kick that would have won the game. But
anyway, that's been real fun. We'll see y'all soon. Bye.